Having wounds fortune are told. In Leon, the gypsies, as we went a-milking, had a-pitched their tent between the gravel pit and clump of trees upon the little hump. And while upon the grassy ground their smoking fire did crack and blaze, their shaggy-coated horse did graze among the bushes verder down. And when we come back wi' our piles, the woman met us at the rails, and said she'd tell us, if we'd show our hands, what we should like to know. So, Paul said she'd a mind to try her skill a bit, if I would first, though, to be sure, she didn't trust the gypsies any more than I. Well, I agreed, and off all Drios went behind an elm tree. And after she'd a seen within my hand the wrinkles of the skin, she told me, and she must a knowed, that Dickie met me in the lane, that I'd awaked and should again wi' somebody along thick road. And then she told me to beware of what the letter M stood for. And as I waked a Monday night, drew mead wi' Dickie, overwrite the mill, the miller at the stile did stand and watch us take our stroll, and then a blabbing dousty pull told mother o't, well worth his while. And Paul, too, were a bit beware of what the letter F stood for. And then, because she took it fair, a bosom pin o' Jimmy here, young Frankie beaten black and blue, his F for fair, and 'twere about a fairin' Frank and Jimmy fout. So I do think she told us true. In short, she told us all about what had a vell or would fall out, and whether we should spend our lives as maidens or as wedded wives. But when we went to bundle on, the gypsy's dog were at the rails, a-lapping milk from our piles. A pretty deal of Paul's were gone.